everyone. Welcome to episode 10 of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three young boys, Theo, Max, and Wes.
You can read about our family's adventures at livelylittlecampers.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
In this week's episode, we're sharing our RV Family Travel Atlas Holiday Gift Guide. We have compiled a list of our favorite toys, gear, and gadgets. 6 items for kids and 6 items for adults, so everyone will stay happy.
We will also be sharing some gift suggestions from our readers, and we have a very cool giveaway, possibly our best one yet.
All of this and so much more on the Holiday Gift Guide episode of RV Family Travel Atlas.
For tonight's featured topic, we want to recommend 12 great gifts for the holidays, 6 gifts for kids and 6 gifts for adults. Now, these are all products that we bought with our hard-earned cash and products that we have used, abused, and loved, and that have lasted for us over the years. There are no freebies here. We're not doing any advertising for any of these companies. These are products that have been in our home and been in use for quite some time. Some of them are actually kind of old and crusty at this point even. So we want to start out by recommending a toy called Spinaroos, and they're by a company called Bee, and they cost about $34.99 if you look around online for them. Now, we like these better than blocks at the moment. Why is that, Steph?
Well, yeah, we like them better than any sort of Lego or
right.
anything like
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. So these are like little building pieces, basically, just like your Mega Blocks or, you know, your Legos would be. And I actually have years of experience with these. Years ago, somebody gave me a set of them, and they had actually been intended for the boys. But they were in my classroom because they gave them to me at school. And all of a sudden, my third graders were playing with them at recess, and I just never brought them home because the kids liked them so
much
at school.
Didn't even know that.
So then, yeah, I know, right? And then so years later, the boys actually got them as a gift at Christmas.
Right.
And just like at school, they were such a hit in this house.
Like addicted to them almost.
Well, you know what it is? They're so flexible as building sets. It's not like blocks, traditional blocks or Mega Blocks where, you know, they can only connect in like one way or two ways.
Right.
These have these little grooves, these sort of little rubber knots.
These like little rubber grippy grooves.
Grippies all around them. So you can attach them to each other in a million different ways. Like
literally
a
million different
any
ways.
Any way you want to attach the little prongs on all the little pieces, it works. They just have so much more possibility than your traditional Legos or Mega Blocks.
Yeah, they're also pretty cool looking. Like
yeah.
The design is really nice and the colors are really nice.
And that's sort of the case for this company, B. They sort of make these very visually pleasing
right.
toys. Like they
right.
have musical instruments like that too and everything. It's kind of sort of a more hip
Yeah, they're
toy
more
company.
Aesthetically pleasing. Now, let's
yeah.
face it, we're all looking at our kids' toys an awful lot
right.
out on
so
the
they
road.
So they come in, like they're all in like kind of bright poppy kind of colors and everything.
Right.
But so I love these, okay? I have for a long time. But they became one of my absolute favorite items of all time when Wesley came along. Because any parents with multi-age children know how hard it is to find toys that are suitable, you know, for that range, that age range. And
right.
So
that fit someone like Wesley's age and
yeah,
the boys.
So Max
right.
and Theo over the last year have been like 4 and 5 years old when Wesley, you know, entered the family and has been growing up. And it has been amazing since I think Wes was like 6 months old.
They can all play with them.
They all play with the Spinaroos.
Right.
And just like my third graders played with them too. Like this toy has more of an age range.
Well, and contrarily too, think of all those other toys where if you have a younger child, they're just going to be frustrated trying
yeah.
to play
and
with
you're
them.
Worried
and there's going to be
it.
Fights and the older kids aren't going to want them to touch it because they don't understand it or they're going to break it.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought of that, that
no,
all three of the boys can
these.
Use this. And,
mm-hmm.
and this summer when we were camping in New Hampshire, I felt like they would play with these out in front of the camper for hours.
Right. So this summer I started bringing the bin of them along
every trip.
With us
every
on the
trip.
Trips. because of the fact that they were good for both Wesley and Max and Theo, they would all play with them. And the boys are so good about giving him some, right, and letting him do his own thing. And right. he really can put them together and take them apart.
Yeah, they're easy for little hands mm-hmm. and for young hands.
And he's
to
liked
hold.
Them since he was very little yeah. because of, like, the tactile feel of them.
Well, they're kind of squishy and rubbery.
And he likes to chew on them.
I actually have them in my hand right now. You can practically bend them in half, and they're really well made, and they don't snap or break. And as Stephanie mentioned before, there's just so many different ways to connect them. There's a lot of room for error for little hands.
Yeah. So, oh yeah, you just press them together wherever. So I started to bring them on the camp trips this summer, and they were my absolute favorite go-to item for toys.
They were a smash.
We could bring them out onto the carpet. They would bring them out to the picnic table, and they would build like little race courses, or they build
houses or little cities.
Yeah, there's just a million different things that they can do, and they play with them with their other toys, like whether it's cars or superheroes.
They add their superheroes mm-hmm. to them.
They kind of make little cities and everything.
In New Hampshire, we had a little hill in front of our camper at one of the campgrounds, and the boys would make like train tracks using these that ran up the hill, and it was just this very elaborate way to play.
Yeah.
So we love the spinneroos, and for $34.99, you get a really pretty good size set of them.
You do. It's a bin,
and they've lasted. They have mm-hmm. lasted.
Oh yeah,
the boys have used and abused these, and mm-hmm. almost everything we're recommending, we as a family have used and abused, and they've held up. So we would vouch for the quality of these products, definitely. All right, so the next item we're going to recommend is the Sprout 12 Backpack by L.L. Bean. Now, you can get this as a 12-inch backpack, or there's also the Sprout 18. We have the Sprout 12 backpacks, and they are about $39.95 right now on L.L. Bean's website. And we have loved these. Again, a quality product, a product we've used quite a lot over the last year or so. Why do you love the Sprout backpacks?
Well, we were looking for something that could kind of introduce the boys into carrying sort of some of their own items on a hike, right? To kind of distribute a little bit of the load from us, but also as we were carrying Wes, then we figured let's have the boys carry some of the backpack items too.
And it turned out that they loved packing for a hike.
Well, right. It's not only that we wanted to distribute the load. We wanted them also to start sort of feeling some sort of involvement in the process of hiking. That's, I think, something that's really critical when you're introducing your young children to activities, you know, that are not necessarily like normally kid friendly. Like, you know, a lot of kids aren't like, yay, we're going hiking. It's something that parents,
you
got to
work on it a little bit.
Yes,
I think every parent
do.
That hikes with their kids knows that.
Mm-hmm,
there's very few kids who are just begging to go on the 5 mile hike.
Yeah. You really, as parents, have to teach your children the joys of hiking. And there's going to be a lot of ups and downs in that process. And we know that. We've talked to a lot of parents, especially parents we meet at campgrounds with older children. And we've asked them, like, did your kids always love to go on hikes? Did they? And they'll always say, oh, they would say they were bored at this age or that age, you know, or sometimes they liked it more than others, but we kept at it and now they love it. And we do take that long view with our boys.
Absolutely.
And we really focus on trying to find those things that give them a little bit of like magic or, you know, that special quality about it. And the backpacks are one of those things. It's like gear. Hey, guys.
The boys love compartments and they love to pack things.
Hey,
and the boys became sort of fascinated and addicted to packing their Clif bars and their snacks in the backpack.
Well, snacks,
and that got them revved up and energetic to go for a hike.
Snacks are one of the ways that just parents across the board will tell you they motivate their children to hike, right? Finding those like snacks that aren't just total junk food, but that are like special snacks on hikes, and saying like, yeah, we're going to have this when we get to the summit, you know?
And let's be honest, for us, that was Clif Bars all summer long.
Yeah, because they don't get them all the time. And that's like a special for them. It's something that's related to hiking. Oh, I get a Clif Bar when we go hiking. So the backpacks were sort of a symbol of the special gear that they can take with them.
Yeah, and I don't want to Stephanie emphasized that they could take some of the load off of us, and that's really the case with this Sprout backpack because there are webbed water bottle holders on both sides, so our adult size Camelbacks can fit in their Sprout backpacks, and they also did want to carry the water bottles, which if you hike, like you know that water bottles are that's right. some weight off of your own pack,
and we would have to pack at least three of the Camelbacks when we would go on a hike.
So the boys would each have one of them.
And this way, if each person is carrying one of those, it makes it a lot easier. And they did. They could carry, in these Sprout backpacks, what ended up happening was they would each carry
their water bottle,
their rain jacket.
And even a fleece, depending on the weather.
Right. A sweatshirt, a fleece, some little heavier layer, because when you're going up, obviously, in elevation, the temperature can change a lot.
And they liked packing their fleeces and their raincoats. They did.
And even if they didn't need them. But we always bring them anyway. But
the boys like to be prepared.
Yeah.
They do, in a sense. Like, they want to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just part of – it's just been our way of getting them involved in the process. Even when we pack for going camping, we now let them pack a cube of toys or pack, you know, this bag of books.
Yeah, they're getting more and more involved in the process for all of these things. I also love the big mesh thing in the front where you can shove in the raincoat in the front as well. There's like an outer mesh compartment. Also, there's some nice loops there that we attached a whistle to, which the boys loved in case they get separated.
And we got that idea from a family.
Some fellow hikers on the trail. Mm-hmm. And we thought, geez, why not? I mean, God forbid we ever get separated. But if we do, they have whistles. They know where those whistles are and they know to use them.
Right.
We were also very serious about teaching them not to use them for fun.
Yeah, and we still have to remind them of that.
Yeah, and look, we're going to have one other L.L. Bean product later in the show. We love the L.L. Bean return policy, of course. And if you're not familiar with that, you should be. At any point in the lifetime of an item, if you are not satisfied with it for any reason, L.L. Bean will take it back. So we always feel very confident buying L.L. Bean products, and we're willing to sometimes pay more for L.L. Bean products because of that return policy. And these packs are very good quality, and they use them all summer in Cape Cod, White Mountains, New Hampshire, Acadia National Park, and they look brand new.
Yeah,
like
they
look like they're in great shape, and we think these are going to last a long time. Okay, so the next product we want to recommend is actually a game, and it's a card game called Spot It that comes in a cute little tin. It's by a company called Blue Orange. And Spot It retails for $13.99 online. You could probably find it for a little bit less if you shop around. Here it says for players ages 7 to adult, but boy, did our 5-year-olds love Spot It.
Well, and they loved it when they were 4.
Exactly. So, they've been using Spot It for a while.
Yes. So they actually got it last year. And this company makes a few different games like this. They're these round little cards, and it's just a different version of a card game. But the thing about this is the boys were at a tricky age where they were sort of starting to be able to learn games and like board games and everything. But then at the same time, a lot of them are too complicated. Or card games, they weren't really...
They really wanted to play. They loved the idea of playing the games, but oftentimes they would devolve into some kind of stress or a little bit of a fight.
They didn't have the staying power or like the ability to follow different types of rules.
But they're getting so much better. We've had some great Monopoly games this week, for instance.
Now they've grown up a lot. You know, like the difference between 4 and almost 6 is huge. But so this game they got when they were 4. So this is now about a year and a half we've been playing this game. And again, they've played it with people that are in children that are a little older than them.
Right.
And kids that are older, 7, 8, love this game too.
I really like this. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I really like Spot It. Like,
right.
When
it's
they
fun.
Say, Dad, do you want to play Spot It? I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. actually I do. I do want to play Spot It.
And you can play it with as many people as you
true.
Have.
So can you give us like a breakdown? What is it? How do you play?
So it's this stack of round cards, just like a regular deck of cards. They're just round. And on every card, there's like 7, 8 pictures. Okay. All different pictures. So on one single card, there's like a picture of scissors and cheese and a lightning bolt.
And an old fashioned bomb about to explode.
Yeah.
I like that
they're
one.
Just really funny. Like just bizarre spider, dog, whatever. All these little pictures on it. And there's about 7 or 8 on a card. You put out 2 cards at one time. And for some reason, and do not ask me how this works because I puzzle over this. Like, how is this possible? There is only one matching picture for any two
it's
cards.
It's kind of like magic. And I sat there and tried to figure it out and I stopped because I couldn't figure it out.
It's freaky. You're like, how is this possible?
It seems like some kind of optical illusion or something, but it works.
No, there's nothing. There's no optical illusion about it. There's one. It's a rule. There's one single matching picture on every two sets of cards. Like if you throw out two cards, like the two cards I just threw out, cheese. There's one piece of cheese on one picture and the other, another piece on the other card. And there are no other.
So she just spotted it.
I did spot it. I'm good at this game. There's no other matching pictures. But then if I threw out two different cards, any other two cards, there'd just be two completely different pictures that matched. And oh, look, like raindrop, raindrop. And whoever spots.
So either some genius figured this game out or we're just kind of dumb.
No, it's weird.
So next, we're going to recommend the Replogle Globe for Kids.
Recommending the name.
It is spelled Replogle. Okay, the Replogle Globe for Kids. All right.
Oh, we're gonna have a renaming contest.
Yeah, that's a hard one for me to spit out here. Now this retails for $59.95, but again, if you shop around online, you can find it for less. Now this is a really cool globe that plugs in and that has a light inside of it. And our boys have been using it for a nightlight on our camping trips. Now, what do they love about this?
Our boys are addicted to their nightlights. And you know, that's been the case for years now. And we have to bring whatever nightlight they currently are using in our RV. We have to. We've tried not to, and it's been a disaster. Like, we've been like,
camping trip ruined, people. No, not that bad.
But we always have to improvise.
We have to make
then
something else up.
We're like sitting there with headlamps and blah, blah,
that's
blah.
That's right.
Because they are not
flexible.
Batteries
going dead in headlamps overnight.
They are not flexible about their nightlight. They want it. And the thing is that a lot of nightlights, to me, are too bright. So when I go in and I check on them.
We've had that problem over and over again.
I feel like it's like shining in their eyes. And
right.
So over the years, I kind of felt like a lot of nightlights were just too bright.
Now this one's about perfect.
I love the light quality of this. And it was given to them
as a
gift.
It's ambient. Yeah, my father gave this to them as a gift last year.
And just turning it on, it's just this really beautiful, soft glow.
Right. And when you turn it on, actually, the globe itself is really kid-friendly because for each country, there are cool little illustrations and drawings on it. Like in the middle of the ocean, there's a whale or there's ships or whatever it may be. And when you plug it in, you can also see other things below the surface of the water. So that's kind of a cool extra feature in this, too.
And I'll find them at night sometimes, like looking at it and kind of spinning it in the camper because we put it on the wardrobe in between their two
bunk beds.
And I'll find them sort of like kind of gazing at it and looking at
those
pictures.
Well, also what has really been cool too is that they'll ask us where we are. Like when we go on a trip and we drove up to Acadia or whatever, they'll say, Dad, where are we?
Yeah.
And we'll show them on the globe.
Sure. And of course, this is like a world globe. So it's like exactly one centimeter
away. Moving my finger an inch away from New Jersey.
You know, they imagine that we like moved continents and it's like
But clearly though, not the point with five-year-olds. The point is they're learning how to use a map and they're enjoying it, right? So this has been a great nightlight for them. Okay, so for our next gift recommendation, we actually want to recommend two children's books for around the campfire. Now, you know, the RVing world and the world of camping has kind of been inundated with technology, right? You buy a camper now, it's going to come with flat screen TVs, it's going to come with a stereo, and we don't want to be judgmental about all that stuff because we do show our children cartoons when we are camping. When they wake up at 5:30 a.m., we do put on a cartoon. But we also just want to encourage everyone out there to bring books when you go camping for some campfire story time. And these two books became two of our favorites over the past year. Now, the first one is called Three Ninja Pigs, and it's by Corey Rosenschwartz, and it's illustrated by Dan Sentant. And we love this book. Why do we love this book so much?
Well, you know, it's fun for us to read.
This is very fun. When they pick this book, I'm excited because, like a Dr. Seuss, it is actually fun to read.
Yeah.
Well, and we should say, our boys Our boys fell into this rut for a while where they were getting these Ninjago Lego books, these ninja stories.
And they're the only ones, honey. I hate to break it to you.
Well, and even the superhero books.
Yeah.
Those $3, $4, $5 paperbacks are just kind of like they're poorly written sometimes and they're hard to get through. But some of these ninja stories, I would read to them 10 or 20 times and I still wouldn't understand the plot.
Well, because you tune out. You're not really paying attention when you're reading a book as an adult. Now, you know, the teacher in me is always like, oh, they're reading this book about the Legos or the superheroes. But really then I know that the fact that they're engaged in books is the important thing. So I'll sacrifice and I will read them whatever books they want to read.
Because we read to them every night. Story time was for a long stretch was not really fun for the two of us in the same way.
It's still the same way. That's not over. They still pick these books that they love with the different – they came home from the library last week with the Star Wars. So now they're on Star Wars.
Right.
So it's the same thing. They'll come home with these books and, you know, sometimes they're in that groove and they're picking those books every night. But then sometimes they return back to the books that, you know, we find to be more quality literature. Like we actually think are good books. And we just always have them around so that hopefully they pick them.
Yeah, like we leave them lying around intentionally and hide the other ones. But this book is just great fun to read. It's sort of a retelling of the Big Bad Wolf story with these three ninja pigs. And it rhymes and it's energetic and it's sort of hyperkinetic. And the boys end up like shouting out the rhymes at the end of each page. So just, I want to give you a little flavor. I'm going to read one page from Three Ninja Pigs.
Oh, you're getting to read aloud on the gift guide.
The teacher said, excellent progress. But Pig-san said, you must study more. Pig 2 said, no way. Sayonara, sensei. I'm ready to settle a score. Right, and so it's page after page of these great rhyming pages that are just very energetic and fun. And the illustrations are awesome too.
Yeah,
you know, just
adorable.
Really artistically rendered, adorable, a fun book. The hero of the book is a female character, and I actually like that. I like to have a little girl power in their lives and their reading because they're just doing so many of these male-dominated superhero books. So I think this is a nice book for them that way too. So we highly recommend The Three Ninja Pigs by Corey Rosenschwartz. The second book is by Michael Chabon, and it's illustrated by Jake Parker, and it's called The Astonishing Secret of Awesome Man. And Awesome Man is a superhero character, but this is definitely a much more sort of artistically rendered book. The illustrations are great. The author, Michael Chabon, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist. He's really a great American novelist, and this was his first children's book, and I love it,
and they love it. And this has been around our house now for
a year and a half, two summers.
Yeah, so it has staying power.
Well, and it goes away, and they don't want it for a month, but then they come back to it. Okay, so for our last recommendation on the kids' side of the coin, we have – this is like possibly the greatest product we've ever bought for the boys.
Oh, it's not possibly. If there is any product that we've gotten more bang for our buck out of, I don't know what it would possibly be. We bought these.
So we have the Mini Kick and the Mini Micro Scooter. The Mini Kick retails for $79.99, and the 3-in-1 retails for $114.99. But these things have been abused, and they have lasted and lasted and lasted.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stephanie, tell us a little bit more about the original Mini Kick,
right,
and then we'll do the 3-in-1.
So these Mini Kicks, you might be seeing them around a lot more. They've started to grow in popularity and
become much
more common. When I bought these for the boys, I had learned about them via, you know, they had won some sort of, you know, Swedish toy award, and I had seen them, and I bought them for the boys when they were 2 years old for their second birthday.
And they're still using them at 5 and a half.
Right. So I bought them for their second birthday, and that summer they learned how to use them. Now the scooter's different because it's not like those three-wheeled scooters that you saw, like the Radio Flyer ones that are kind of like big and bulky, and they don't really, you know, the first introductory scooters, the kids kind of like wheeling it around on the patio and it's not that exciting. These scooters have three wheels, but they are compact and they are fast.
They are very fast.
So when they were two, they got the hang of these very fast. They steer like by moving their body.
Yeah, I think the boys really like really fine-tuned some motor skills, and they almost became like these little artists
well,
on the
scooters.
Well, it
took them a few, I would say, about a month over the summer of their second birthday. They turned two in May. It took them through June to figure it out a little bit, to know how to steer it and everything.
And there is a brake on the back wheel, mm-hmm. which they also learn to use. And
to
the
use.
Brake works very nicely.
By the time we were in July of that summer, they were very comfortable on these scooters. And, you know, think about a two-year-old. And they were zipping around these campgrounds. Like, I take them to scoot. And you should have seen the looks on these people's faces. Like, people would look and they'd be
it
like...
It was like a show for people at the campground.
Because they would be so confused that these little teeny, teeny two-year-olds
like zooming around.
Are zooming around on these scooters because no one had ever seen these scooters. They
going
were not
on,
as common.
Off on one leg, twisting,
yeah.
turning.
Now, I bragged about these scooters to all of my friends. I had tons of friends that bought them for their kids. They are categorically like everybody's favorite toy if you buy these. Your kids will drive these into the ground.
And these, yeah, I mean, this is 4 years later. Mm-hmm. And these things are still, one of them still running very strong. The
right.
other one had the brake snap off.
Right.
But these have been used like 1,000 times.
Right. And we finally had to put the kibosh on them. We were like, okay, boys.
You're too big.
These are the mini kicks. And they're actually going like too fast on them.
Right.
It's almost dangerous, like what they do, because now they've gotten so bold and brazen.
They're just doing
now
flips
there's
in the air.
Next level up. There's the macro kick.
Right.
So that's for kids that are like 5 to 8 years old, and it's bigger, so it would be more size appropriate for them. But mm-hmm. we didn't buy that for them yet because we wanted them to learn how to
ride
their
bikes.
And they just, it's funny because if they're given a choice between their scooters and their bikes, they want to do their
they
scooters.
They want the scooters.
And we want
yeah.
them to learn how to ride bikes. So we almost were like, okay, no scooter right now. We'll probably get them the macros later because they're just such a great product. But anyway, when Wes was 1 year old, I saw an advertisement because like I'm on their mailing list, and I saw an advertisement for a new product that they
the
had.
The 3-in-1.
Which is the 3-in-1. Now, this was not around when the boys were that little.
Right.
But this, now what they've done is they've taken the micro kick, okay, the scooter. And what they did was they attached a little seat. Okay, so now there's three different steps in the scooter process. You start out with like this little seat attachment.
And you can almost just like chill out on it. Like
yeah,
last week, just kind of like
did.
Sit on
just,
it and
like,
hang
sat
out.
On it.
You'd kick around a little.
But while his brothers were like on their scooters, he felt like he was on a scooter too.
Totally
and he
true.
Sat on it. He learned how to kind of, you know, walk his feet like you would on one of those little like ride-on toys. Okay. So very quickly though, he, you know, Wes thinks he's 5.
Wes so, thinks he's 10.
Yeah. Another kid might wind up on that a lot longer. Wes, you know, wanted to move on.
So we converted it quickly.
You take the seat off.
And I have to say, as the dad who put it together and changed it, it's very easy to change it into the different positions, into the three different positions.
Yeah. And the next step after you take off the seat is just sort of a lowered handle version. It's like a round knob on the top that they can hold on to, and it's low. So the bar is adjustable, whereas the boys' mini kicks were not adjustable. The handlebar was the handlebar. This 3-in-1 is adjustable. So right now he's at the middle stage where he's using it as a scooter but with a short sort of rounded
handlebar. It's size appropriate
handlebar.
For an 18-month-old.
And then it turns into the regular old mini kick that the boys
exactly.
had. So he's been using this since he was 14 months old.
Yeah, so you really are getting three scooters in one.
And he will use it, I know, through to
right.
5 years old, just like the boys did. I think that it's going to last.
Yeah, so well, I mean, so well worth the extra $35, right?
Oh,
or whatever
absolutely.
It is to get the 3-in-1.
And he's already, he already knows how to scoot.
Right.
When he was 16 months old, this summer in August on our trip to Maine, he wanted that seat off and he wanted to scoot like his brothers were. And I took it off and around the campground, the in the KOA up in Maine, I would take him. Bar Harbor KOA. They had a really nice path.
Go for long evening walks.
And I would take him and I taught him how to scoot. And he figured it out. He would go and he scooted.
Right.
And again, you'd be in the same position. People would be looking like, is that a baby on a scooter?
Yeah, like, that's impressive,
like,
right?
It was so...
That five-year-old's really short.
Yeah, like you would see these shocked looks from people. Like, really?
Yeah.
He's doing
that? Yeah, we could have sold tickets over the years, I think. And these are, I mean, as Stephanie just said, these are great scooters, great toys for the campground. I mean, we do not leave for a camping trip without throwing all these in the back of the pickup truck. And I actually do kind of like pick them up and throw them in the back of the pickup truck. Like, I've almost kind of taken for granted at this point that they're so durable.
Yeah.
And we do just kind of toss them around.
Well, and they're lightweight and they're so easy to take with you wherever you go, which, you know, is not the case
but
with bikes.
Just really solid construction on these. You know, they're just really well made.
Yeah, and they've run them into the ground and we love them. If there is not a dollar that was better spent of all of the toys that we've bought them over the years.
But I mean, now we want to actually do a giveaway for one so you don't have to spend a single dollar on a mini kick.
Yay.
So the company has agreed to let one of our listeners choose which one they want.
Right. They said, well, which one do you want? And I was like, well, I can't choose that,
right?
I can't decide because I thought, well, if you have a little guy, I really want you to be able to get the 3-in-1.
Right.
But if you don't have a baby, you don't need the 3-in-1. Like if you have a child that's
two
years
have
old,
the extra parts?
Get the mini. But then if you've got a little bit of an older kid at about 5, you want the macro. So I was like, oh, I don't know what I want because, you know, there's such a big range of ages
and they
out
were
there.
Cool.
And they were like, well, they can choose. So you get to choose, right, between the 3-in-1.
The 3-in-1, which is like a $114 value.
The micro.
The micro mini, which is a $79.99 value.
Okay, or the macro.
And I don't know how much that
costs.
That's
over $100, too. I think it's like $110 in that range.
And again, these things are going to last you 4 or 5 years.
Oh yeah, they'll and your kids will love them. I really love
this
product.
Yeah, so happy holidays from RV Family Travel Atlas. And what's the name of the company again?
Mini Kicks for Everyone. It is Micro Kickboard.
Yeah, so
and they make the mini kicks, right? It's the mini kick, the macro kick, the 3-in-1.
Yeah, so they're being so cool. Head over to their Facebook page, throw them a like. You want to follow their products and see what they're up to.
Yeah, they offer great like sales too. I always get emails because I've been on their email list.
That's how you found out about the 3-in-1.
That is. They sent an email out and like right now, I know I had a coupon for 30% off. You
okay,
know?
Cool.
And
well, so that's reason enough to follow them on social media.
Yep. And if you're like us and you have more than one kid, if you win one from us for Under the Tree, you can go ahead and use a coupon and get your other, you know,
yeah, so head over to livelylittlecampers.com and enter the giveaway for the your choice here.
So it can't be all about the kids during the holidays, right? I mean, we're making our Christmas lists too, let's be honest.
Yeah, but it's all about the kids, my goodness.
It is not all about the kids around here. We have 6 items that we also loved this year.
And some of them over the past 3 or 4 years.
Right, yeah. It's not like these are new things that we just found this year. We've used these things for years and probably have grown more fond of them as they've lasted longer.
Yeah, I mean, one of the themes tonight is we're picking things that we think are durable and well-built.
Yeah, and they have longevity because we really are people that like to...
families beat the crap out of things, that's why.
And we like to get the most out of things that we pay money for. We really don't always love to go and get the newest item. We really love
or
things
the cheapest
that have staying
item.
Power.
Yeah.
So the first item on the adult list is really kind of your thing because at the risk of sounding... girly, I have absolutely no interest in this product.
You're not interested in the Estwing Fireside Friend splitting tool?
No. And you know what? There was a time in my life where there was less of that like division of labor between us. Right? Like,
I chop the firewood. People.
You know, where we would both be outside doing things, or we would both be inside doing things. I think when the kids came along, we really did sort of split up into those more
divide
like gender based roles where you're out splitting wood and I'm like putting the kids to bed.
Yeah. So listen, this is maybe my all time favorite camping tool, you know, and it's the Estwing Fireside Friend splitting tool. It retails for $58, but I saw it online. in a couple places just today for $29, so half price, both on Home Depot and Amazon. And I almost bought another one because $29 is like a ridiculously good price for this.
Except it makes no sense because we have two.
No, it makes no sense to have three. I already own two of them. I have one.
I don't even know things like
this. I have one of them I keep at home out by our wood pile for fires in the backyard, and I have one that I keep in the RV. So look, I think anybody that makes campfires and goes RVing should have one of these. So let me explain what it is. It's a 4-pound splitting tool that has a very heavy head, and it's used to either create kindling, like to chop up wood into small pieces, or actually, more importantly for me, is to take like a larger piece of firewood and to cut it into two or three smaller pieces. Because if you're into building a good campfire, you know that smaller pieces of wood burn more quickly and they burn better and they create a warmer, hotter fire than really huge logs.
And let's be clear, we're not suggesting that you're cutting down trees at the campground like we have seen other campers do.
I have been chopping up my own firewood now for the past few years, but when I chop up the firewood with an axe, the pieces of wood can end up really big sometimes.
And sometimes the wood that we buy at camp stores
And sometimes the wood you buy big. At camp stores is just really too big, mm-hmm. and it just takes a long time to get burning, and it doesn't burn right. So the Fireside Friend allows you to take like a log, and you just kind of whack it with this 4-pound head, and it just splits in half, like, instantly. This thing works really well.
And then you feel all outdoorsy, manly.
I feel really like a lot of manpower.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, did everybody see that?
Yeah, I forget for a second that I'm an English teacher, and I feel like I'm a lumberjack. And so for $29,
you too
can feel like a lumberjack. And also, Estwing is Estwing's an American company. These tools, I'm almost positive, are made in America. They're actually beautiful tools. They're forged as one piece. This thing is going to last longer than I am. Like this, I will pass these on to the boys, which is why I need three now that I think about it.
Right.
One for each of them.
Well, you just found your excuse.
Yeah,
all
so the Fireside Friend, I would definitely keep this in your camper. And honestly, if you use it and chop up the wood into smaller pieces, you're going to get your fire going more quickly, and you're going to have a warmer, hotter campfire.
Which
who doesn't want that?
Right. That's why I like this tool.
Next, let's move on to darn tough socks. Now, I love me some darn tough socks.
Right. And you started on this kick a little while ago because you tend to like the idea of a well-crafted product. You're like, oh, I don't want to go and
get... I hate buying cheap crap. I do.
So, you know, you're like, oh, look, I found these great expensive socks, right? And my eyes start to roll in my head and I
start
to
roll
sweat
outside of your head
a little bit, because what I feel like is you're going to have some sort of idea that we need to replace all of the socks in our house with expensive, you know, quality socks. But anyway, so, you know, that happened for a little while.
Well, let's tell people what the price is first.
Okay,
this is an important part. So there's two different types of darn tough socks that I have. I have their crew socks, which are $17 for a pair. Please continue to listen to the podcast, okay? Please
don't turn us off right now. Yeah.
And then the Micro Crew Cushion Sock, which is a great hiking sock. They're both great hiking socks, for $19. Now that, I grant you, that sounds a little crazy, but these socks have a lifetime warranty. And you can wear them day after day after day, and they don't smell.
Okay, but we are not recommending to any of our listeners that you wear your socks
day after day.
Let's be clear on that.
I have a pair in front of me that I wore 3 days.
Stop it. Don't even say
I want
that.
You.
I can't even
no.
Know.
I want you right
Absolutely
now to
not.
Sniff
well,
this
we're
sock.
We're going to have to stop recording.
No, come on. I wore this to work 3 days this week, these socks. I want you to tell me if they smell. I want to prove to our audience that these socks do not smell.
All right. You are going to take Jeremy's word for it. I'm not.
Come on. Let's put our money where our mouth is here. We're recommending this product. They're not going to believe me.
Okay.
They'll believe you.
All right.
Go ahead.
So,
okay,
there's no smell, but
there's
the fact
no smell.
That your foot was in them for days, I don't even want to talk about things like that. All right, these are things I ignore in our marriage. But so I'll say that it's not in my nature to spend that kind of money on one pair of socks. But here's
what
happened.
You do get two socks for that price.
Here's what happened. Jeremy bought me a couple of pairs, and I use them. Like, I mean, if he buys me something.
You definitely use them when we hike.
Yes. So I was using them when we hiked. Last year, we went on a rather challenging hike, the Mount Tammany hike.
Yeah,
last
in New Jersey.
Spring. In New Jersey, it was a weekend trip, and we did a great hike. Well, I had not brought those socks with me.
Shame on you.
And I just wore a regular pair of socks that I would have wore years ago on the hike. I realized about halfway through that hike that my feet felt different.
Right.
Because I had gotten used to the darn top socks.
These are incredibly comfortable.
They keep your feet very cool. And
in the heat.
Yes.
And
well, and when you're hiking with like a kid on your back and everything, I mean, you know, your feet can really take a lot
they
of
do breathe.
Pressure.
That sounds like an advertising slogan, but these socks breathe. They stay cool in
and
the
it
heat.
Was at that moment where I was like, oh, you know, I have been using these for a while and I wasn't even realizing the
how
extent to which they were really keeping my feet comfortable during hikes. And I had like a little bit of a blister from that. I had just worn plain old cotton socks. And I regret it not having my darn tough socks. So at that moment, I was like, I really like. Now, I'm the kind of person, I can have two pairs of these, and that's fine.
And I think you do have two pairs.
I have two pairs, and I'm happy with that. I don't need any more pairs of darn tough socks. I bring my two pairs with me when we travel, and I use them very specifically for when we're hiking.
Well, now, I have quite a few more than two pairs, but let me tell you what I did. When I bought my first pair of darn tough socks, I went through my sock drawer and I just threw away some of the junky old cotton socks with holes in them to kind of also clear out my sock drawer. So I ended up with about five or six pairs of these, and each time I would throw away some junky ones. So I have a neater, cleaner sock drawer, and I would rather have one pair of these high-quality, comfortable, guaranteed for life, made in America, made in Vermont, darn tough socks, than have a cheap bag of like six pairs of cotton socks that are going to get holes in them and I'm going to throw out.
Yeah,
anyway.
You just have to make sure you keep both of them.
Well,
to
you got,
have
yeah,
your lifetime
at
warranty.
$19, you don't want to lose them, okay? And there is a lifetime warranty here. So look, you might not want to buy too many pairs of these, but it would be a nice treat for somebody for Christmas, particularly if you know somebody that loves the outdoors, mm-hmm. loves to get out and hike. Now, one last plug here for the Darn Toughs. And we're not being paid by Darn Tough at all for this, but I just really love these. We drove to the top of Mount Washington this summer. And I saw a group of about six kind of strapping young lads who had just hiked to the top of Mount Washington, all six of them in darn tough socks. And I couldn't help but ask them how the socks held up on the hike. And they said their feet were totally comfortable, no blisters, really happy to have them on the hike to the top of Mount Washington. So we love darn tough socks. Treat somebody to a pair of these this Christmas.
All right. So the next product is something that we actually just tried out. We've had these for a long time.
Yes.
We had eBay packing
for myself,
cubes.
Yeah.
Right. In the house, we've used them even when we had our pop-up camper.
Yes.
They were in the pop-up camper for various different things, like using them to store the wires or chargers
or
things like that.
We use them for knickknacks and weird things.
Right, to just kind of keep those little items together. So this is not something that these eBag packing cubes, okay, they come in sets. All right, you can get three packing cubes or you can get three slim packing cubes.
Right.
There's a lot of different options.
They package them in different ways. Yeah. Right now, if you go to the eBags website, and we do love eBags and we've been shopping with them for a long time, you can get six packing cubes for $37.49. Three larger ones that would work for pants and shirts, and then three of the slim ones, which would more be for like socks and underwear.
Right. And but what we did was just recently, we're working on an article on packing right now. And so just recently we decided, you know what, we want to try some different things that people say work well
for RV
them.
Organization.
Right. And so what we did was we actually reached out to eBags for some samples to try it with the boys, to try kind of organizing packing five people, right? Using five different sets.
Systematically for the whole family.
Yeah, and so we did. And so it wasn't a new product to us, but this was the first time we actually packed all of our family clothes using these packing cubes.
Literally, all of our clothes.
Yeah, Every single person had a set, and we packed all of our clothes in there.
And they were color-coded. We each had a different color.
Which was really nice. And especially for kids, it was so visually easy for them. Well, from start to finish, they became one of my favorite products. I loved the fact that my boys wanted to pack. Again, gear. It was just like the backpacks. They wanted to pack.
They wanted to pack their clothes.
And they wanted to keep their clothes neat and organized in the camper, because they had, like, Max had his red and Theo had his blue, and they wanted their packing
usually cubes. Their clothes are all jumbled together.
It's hard. So they really kept their clothes neat and organized through the entire weekend trip. They kept them too in their bunk, so they had their three packing cubes at the end of their bunk, and it was so easy for them to go back there and to get dressed, and then they would just zip back up their cubes. So actually, even though we've only used this product like as a whole family for one trip, I was really shocked by how
useful,
happy
and made it fun for the boys.
I was with them, and I can imagine using them for a long time to come.
And I can attest to the quality, because the pair that I bought was like probably 5 years ago, mm-hmm. maybe even before the boys were born, 6 years ago, and they've held up with no zipper jams and no problems at all.
And the space inside is really good. They have a lot of different sizes.
They hold more than you think.
But they do hold more than I thought they would. So I was easily able to pack a weekend's worth in the three cubes. And the thing was, I thought, oh, it would just be for a weekend trip. I had so much room left over, I could have packed
them up. Yeah, I think we could have done almost a week's trip just using the packing cubes. And we didn't have the six-piece set for each of us either.
We had the three-piece. So, if you had for the longer trips that we took, the bigger set would, it might serve well, and we might spring for it, because I really did like how it worked.
So if you're a camper or RV owner, you know that it's a struggle to stay organized while traveling. These will help you a lot for a very reasonable price.
Yeah. All right, the next one is a product that has been around for a long time. So we have been using this camera now, not this actual
camera. We're on our second camera, which shows you how much we love it.
Yeah, for...
I don't know, 6 years?
Six years.
And the first one, I broke. I'm just going to be frank with you. It was no fault of the product. I didn't. Mm-hmm. It's a waterproof Panasonic Lumex, which right now retails for about $265 online. It's the DMC TS5. The names get confusing, but if you're looking for this one, just look for the one that says waterproof.
Okay.
And it looks like any handheld digital camera. It's just about the same size, but it is waterproof. It's shockproof. You can drop this thing. And I just absolutely love this camera.
Well, the thing that's tricky for us is that part of what we do is take pictures.
Blogging, it matters.
Yeah, we're not just taking pictures for our own personal family, albums.
We're doing these for articles sometimes.
We are trying to get pictures that really capture the idea of a place for our audience and to show you guys, what did we like about this, or why was this place great or beautiful or fun? But the problem is that we're trying to do that while we're having activities with our kids.
The kids are jumping in the pool. The kids are running into the ocean. And this camera can go with us everywhere.
Yes. And so you can get, your expensive camera. And we have a good camera.
Oh, yeah, now we have a real camera. But for 3 or 4 years on the blog, this was our only camera.
Because that camera, that nice, beautiful, expensive Nikon or
Canon. You
taking
that thing in the ocean.
You better not take that near the water.
Yeah.
Or you better not take that when in a lot of circumstances that we're in where, you're really hands-on. And even, you're fishing, right? And there's, things all over the place.
Yeah, I have used this for photos of my buddies and I surfing.
Mm-hmm.
I have used this for pictures of the boys splashing in the ocean.
Yeah.
I have used this in pools over and over again. And my latest thing now, we've both used it for this, is when we go kayaking, whether we're in Acadia National Park or in Cape Cod, we bring this camera with us. And I honestly, some of my favorite pictures I've ever taken are with this Panasonic mm-hmm. Lumix.
Well, because you can incorporate it into real travel. You're not trying to be precious and set up a shot with your fancy camera.
No, you're
going
to use it at the beach, wipe it off, and then bring it out to wherever else you go.
And so it really suits our traveling lifestyle. And no matter how many, fancy lenses you get, how great of a camera you get, this camera is going to go with us in a lot of situations.
Yeah, we were at Cape Hatteras about 3 years ago when the first one broke, and I ordered one and had it overnighted to us. We were in Cape Hatteras. I wanted a waterproof camera. And when we put this blog post up, we'll put a few pictures up that we've taken mm-hmm. with this camera, like from out on the kayak. Mm-hmm. It takes really sharp, beautiful, clear pictures. I'd recommend that you also get the floating wrist strap too, in case you do drop it in the water.
Yes, you're very responsible about that. Yeah. Without the strap. And we've given it to our boys on kayak rides.
That's a new thing too. We let them take some pictures.
And they can wear the strap around.
Yeah, it's great in burst mode for catching action shots. This is an awesome camera. It's sturdy, it's well made, and I love it. We do not leave home without this Panasonic Lumix.
Okay.
What's next?
So the next thing that is on our list, I got as a gift for Mother's Day 2 years ago. A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And no, then, not for Mother's Day. You got it for me when I won Teacher
Stephanie,
of the Year.
Yes, Stephanie won Teacher of the Year 2 years ago. And so I got her
an
awesome L.L. Bean camp chair. Then she kind of returned the favor for Father's Day.
That's what I was thinking.
You got me the L.L. Bean camp chair. And it's technically called the Camp Comfort Recliner XL.
Right.
It retails for $149. I have it in the marine blue color. And now this is more expensive than most of the other they're known as zero gravity chairs.
And if you look around a campground at this point
most people
zero
have
gravity
them.
Chairs are like a dime a dozen, and you know what, there's a reason for
they're
that.
Awesome.
They're super comfortable.
They're sort of like they're these bungee chairs, and you really feel like you're floating.
Yeah, and they lean back, right? Like you can kind of recline in them, and your feet come up, and you can go back as far as you want, or you can sit up in them. So they are just like having your recliner around the campfire outside at any point.
This is a comfortable piece of furniture.
Right. So you can get that concept, the zero gravity
chair. You could probably get them for $50 or $60
bucks. You can. And we actually have friends that did buy a couple. Now, I do know, and I from people that have bought the cheaper brands, that they are more replaceable. Like, they'll last you a year or two, and it's like, well, I don't care because I only spent this much money on it, and I'll go back and buy another set. Again, we tend to lean more towards the idea of buying something,
it's gonna
spending
last for 10
a little
years.
More money on it. And we know with L.L. Bean, we really do know.
Oh, this chair will go back if it breaks.
Right, because some people aren't good at that. My husband will return anything. Like
you
he
go to
L.L.
Bean and they have the gigantic sign behind the cash registers.
And you take that very seriously.
Look, their return policy is legendary, and we buy lots of stuff from them because of it.
Right, and we feel fine with that because we said, well, we spent the money on this product so that it would last, so that if it doesn't, we're going to bring it back.
So in my personal opinion, this one's better made. It's sturdier.
Yeah. And you can feel the difference too.
You can absolutely feel the difference. Now, I have both of the boys sit on my lap, and I read them stories in this camp chair. Now, I'm a strapping, muscular guy, you know, like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger to some degree. And I pop both the boys on my lap, and this chair holds up perfectly. You know, like this is a well-made chair. It's a little bit bigger than the ones you might get for $40 or $50 at a Sports Authority. And if you're tight on space in a pop-up camper or something, you might want something a little bit more portable.
They're bulky and they're heavy.
They're bulky and heavy because they're well-made.
So these are not chairs you're going to be carrying around to different events, or like you don't want to go like tailgating with these or whatever.
Well, I would. They're so comfortable.
I think it's
more like a piece of furniture you pull out of your RV.
Right. But you set up camp, you pull these out.
But we fall asleep on these chairs at night. You know, like they're that comfortable. And also they have a little like sliding table that pops out with a cup holder. And yours just kind of had the cup holder. Mine actually has like a little table. Yeah. So I find that we're not even pulling out our little camp tables anymore out of the RV because I can have a drink there and put my book right on the side of this. So if you want the Cadillac of zero gravity chairs, go for the L.L. Bean Camp Comfort Recliner XL. It's an awesome chair. If you ever have any issues with it, you can bring it back.
Right.
Okay, so our last and biggest and most expensive recommendation is something that I didn't think of that at the last second you mentioned, and it seemed like an obvious choice because we use it so much.
Yeah, sometimes the things that you use so much you don't think of, like as...
It's like part of your life. It's not something you're like, oh, that's a gift
that
somebody might
like. Yeah, so we How long ago did we buy our
first kayak? We bought our first ocean kayak 3 or 4 years ago, and we've had a couple different models at this point. Mm-hmm. Right now we have the Ocean Kayak Frenzies, and they are single kayaks. They retail for $459. You can usually find them for a bit less, and usually look for a retailer that's going to throw in a paddle and a seat for that price. And we have these. They're single kayaks, but we can take them out and have the boys sit in our laps on these. Mm-hmm. And I love the size of these because they fit in the back of my pickup truck. We right. used to have the Malibu 2, which was like 13 feet long. Mm-hmm. That would fit inside the RV, but it was very cumbersome for us to travel with.
And it was heavy. Like sometimes we have to carry them a little ways down to the water right. and everything.
Yeah,
and
the Frenzy I can pick up and carry myself. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a durable, long-lasting product. You can beat this thing up, throw it around.
And the nice part about the ocean kayaks and why we like them so much is that with kids, they're so easy to use. Like the fact that they're self-bailing. You know, like when you're
right.
in a regular
kayak.
There's
scupper holes on them.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about your kids like splashing and dipping yeah. into the water and everything. It's not so much of something to learn how to do, which I feel like some of the other kayaks are a little more, you know, technically difficult.
This is
to
very
use.
Easy to get on. Mm-hmm. It's a sit on top with the scupper holes. So right. you might get a little bit wet. That's something to consider.
You are going to get a little
you
bit
are.
Wet.
Mm-hmm. But then also it's an ocean kayak. It's usable in the ocean. Stephanie and I take these out in the ocean. And we catch waves on these,
right.
which I love. I mean, yeah. it's a blast.
So we're not going to be like doing any like white water, you
probably
know,
not,
kayaking in these.
But these are multifunctional. You can take it out on a lake. You can take it out on a pond. You can take it out in the ocean and catch waves with
and
it.
And we do. We've done all of those things, and we pretty much now travel yeah. with them wherever
we
go.
Oh, we don't go on a trip with that one. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be able to pop one of the like a little kid on with you, go out for a quick kayak ride, we highly recommend the Ocean Kayak Frenzy. And also, we found we were renting canoes a lot at campgrounds,
yeah.
and it's usually reasonably priced, but we just didn't want to pay that anymore.
Yeah,
right?
We decided to get our own. And it's really great for introduction to kids and their own paddling. We had right. other kids too, a lot of other kids out on those kayaks this summer paddling around.
Everybody
and
wants
really
to take a ride on these.
It. And they're so lightweight for the kids out on the water and easy
yeah,
for them
and
to
and they're
maneuver.
Good looking, they're bright, they're mm-hmm. colorful. And as a testimony to their quality, the resale value of these things, it's awesome. Like if you buy one of these for $440 and you decide you don't want it, you could sell it for like $375 on Craigslist very easily. There's a high demand for
yeah,
these used.
Yeah, we sold the double.
We sold the double, and I sold it for more than I bought it for.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I bought it used and sold it for more than I bought it for. So Ocean Kayak makes a really good quality kayak. And if you want to get into kayaking, these are good multi-use entry-level kayaks at a reasonable price. Great quality.
Right.
Well, so that wraps it up. Now what? Now what do you want, dear?
Okay.
For Christmas.
So I'm not good at Christmas lists
because you've never made one.
No, I've never made a Christmas list in my entire life.
That's why
life.
You get darn tough socks and, every year.
And this is that's really hard for you because you really want me to tell you. You're the type. You know, Jeremy comes from a long tradition in his family of people making out a specific list of what they want for Christmas,
that's
and then
what
other
a
people,
Christmas list is, dear.
Other people buying things on it. And I'm like that other school where you're supposed to like figure out, like you're supposed to do detective work, you know,
right.
throughout the
and
year.
Then people get you
and
things you don't
think
want.
Think of something. I get you things you want.
Always.
Always. And I think
well,
I pay
all
attention.
I want is you.
I pay attention. I listen. I'm like, oh, what would be a good gift for him? So I just do things a little differently. And I don't really like the list thing. But I'll say there's something that I need for traveling. And I'm not sure exactly what the product is. That's the problem is I have to do research.
I'm so excited to hear this. This
well,
is brand new to me.
It's not that exciting, but it is something that I feel like I have a need for. So a woman knows like you have a purse, right? Every woman has a purse.
Some men have purses.
When you travel with kids and you're in and out of the car, like, and we're doing hiking and all, you know, all this kind of stuff that we do. There is no room for a purse on that kind of trip. Like what happens is when we're doing all this stuff, really, the outdoors, the activities, my purse pretty much stays in the car
yeah,
all the
I'm
time.
Yeah, I'm constantly having to
and,
tell you to hide it
yeah.
you like to leave
and
it on
I
the
have
front
a
seat.
Little like sort of zip change purse inside of it that I just grab out. And it has like my license and my – but – you know, there's a lot of problems with that whole method. So really what I'm looking for, I used to have one of these. I really want a great crossbody, like almost like a little satchel, because I need
like
to be
like one of those kind of European backpacks.
No,
kind of?
See,
like
no,
like a sling pack.
No, a cross, like a purse that goes across your body.
Okay.
But it's small. It has to be small. It has to be big enough for like the change purse, like chapstick. You know, my phone, like okay. those few
something
things.
Something sporty?
But, right. So the styling's tricky. And that's why I have to do a lot of research on this. I have to figure out, I know exactly like what I want, but I have to find the product that matches
But according
it.
To your family traditions, now that you've asked for it, I can't get it for you.
Well, that's no, right. I'll probably have to get it for myself. I think that this is really a product like, it's on my wish list, but I have to figure this one out for myself. But I rarely, you know, I rarely say like, oh, I want this.
No,
I'm not that
you
kind of
never
person.
Do.
I know.
I love that about you.
So, but this is something that I'm like, I need this. I need something. I'm always hands free. I have to have something that does not require, you know, I have to be able to bend over and pick something up and purses fall off your shoulder.
I get what you're saying. Because, yeah, you're always shoving your purse
but
somewhere
I
in the
don't
car.
Want a bulky backpack. I don't want a bulky
right.
backpack. I want
right.
that kind of like, I used to have it when I was like in my hippy dippy mode
I can
as
almost
a teenager.
Picture like an L Bean, kind of like a smaller. A rucksack they have.
No, see, you're gonna okay. gonna pick the wrong thing. All right, what do you want?
I'm thinking it's time for this family to get a GoPro.
Oh.
You know, there's the new I think it's called the GoPro Silver that right. came out this year, which has a touch screen, and the reviews are saying it's much easier to use than some of the older mm-hmm. models. And I just feel with the blogging right now that the GoPro we'd get a lot of use out of.
Yeah,
in the
I
water, out of the water.
The problem is I think it would have to come out at very specific moments because, you know, like you watch people walking around with that on the stick and
right.
it kind of, I feel like it takes over. Like if you're holding that stick in your hand, like on a hike,
well,
whatever.
I think it would be more intentional. Like, you know, if we were going for a kayak ride, it might be really fun to use that. Or
like,
if we were teaching
while
the boys.
While you're riding like one wave
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we want to
or,
get the boys mm-hmm. out in the water and teach them how to surf or bodyboard next summer. It
yeah.
might be really fun
it, yeah.
to start using
totally,
a GoPro camera.
Yeah. Write that letter to Santa.
I'm going to write that letter to Santa. So we hope you enjoyed these 12 great gifts. It's not too late to write in and tell us if you have any other great ideas. We're really curious what everyone else wants for Christmas that kind of helps contribute to your camping or RV lifestyle. So we asked our readers what gifts and gadgets they recommend for this holiday season, and JP wrote in and said one of his favorite products is his Coleman stove, which is from 1984, from when they first started camping, and also their Weber portable grill. He also says they have a little electric kettle that is completely indispensable.
Yeah, I get that. Totally. And over on Instagram, Spot the Scots told us that they love their compact kitchen gadgets or organizational things, and they said they particularly love little trivets from the Container Store. They look like little rubber jacks, and you just set three out and put a hot pan down, and they don't take up any space. And I looked at them, I love them, and I'm getting them.
You should have ordered them
away. You know, I don't do that either, guys.
And Joe wrote in and said it's all about the zero gravity
yes,
chair.
And obviously
we know that. They're mm-hmm. hot, right?
Yeah.
If you have an RVing friend, get them that zero gravity chair for Christmas.
And then one of the most interesting responses that we got was from Rambling Family on Instagram, at Rambling Family. And they wrote that the iPad mini with cellular that will let you choose your service provider. If AT&T doesn't work, switch to Verizon or other carriers, and it works overseas as well. I didn't even know that that existed. And when I commented back, they said that they think it's the new ones that have that feature.
Sounds
so,
great.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a really great idea if you're on the road a lot.
Yeah, so if you have anything else that you think is a great gift for the RVer in your family or the camper, drop us a note on Facebook. Let us know. We'd still love to hear. Please don't forget to head over to livelylittlecampers.com and join one of our three awesome giveaways. Right now, we're giving away two free copies of Jane and Michael Stern's classic book, Road Food. We're also giving away an awesome free camping trip to the Philadelphia Westchester KOA. Two nights stay, either an RV site, a regular cabin, or a credit towards a deluxe mm-hmm. cabin. Awesome prize.
Great getaway.
And also our newest giveaway,
the micro kick or the macro kick or the 3-in-1, your choice from the Micro Kickboard Company.
What a nice prize.
Yeah,
yeah, what
awesome
a nice Christmas gift. So those are three awesome giveaways. Head over to LivelyLittleCampers.com. Also, if you've been enjoying the podcast, please head over to iTunes and drop us a review. It really helps us get our rankings up on iTunes and helps other people find the show. We would really appreciate it if you would head over there and do that.
Yeah, you can give us like a certain number of stars,
I think five.
Yeah.
I think you can only give four or five.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can only give five
if
stars.
If you've made it this far into the if you've made it this far into this podcast, you probably want to give us five stars.
People.
And also join us next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So next week, please join in because you'll be listening to Jeremy read his letter of apology to me for making me sniff his dirty socks.
Well, actually, I was going to say join us next week as Stephanie does a thorough sniff check of all of my darn tough socks.
Well, then we'll have to hash that out during the weekend.
Hashtag she doesn't want to sniff my socks.
Hashtag
also, join me as I head over to L.L. Bean in Freehold, New Jersey, and I return a bunch of crap that I bought from college that I don't want anymore.
Okay, and then we're also going to be taking that new GoPro camera we have and letting the boys do a bunch of product testing for us.
You bought me the GoPro already? I'll find you
and
that
I
satchel.
I won't be sniffing socks either.
I'll find you that satchel. I think it's like a rucksack you want. Like
all right.
From LL
hopefully
Bean.
We'll work out all these issues this week, and we will be talking to
Happy
you again
holidays.
Next week.
If you found something in this gift guide you wanted to buy, drop us a note. Tell us if you liked it.
Yeah, let us know. Bye.